Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is March 17, 2023. With the recent collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and the recent bailouts of Credit Suisse, it has called in a lot of financing for venture capital, and it has potentially jeopardized a significant number of mid-sized banks. In response to this banking contagion, the Biden administration rolled out a bailout for these U.S. institutions, bailing out the politically connected friends of the Biden White House that will have lasting impacts for the economy, and will almost certainly create an environment where poor fiscal responsibility is commonplace, since there is no repercussions, only guarantees of bailouts. The problem is these banks were gambling on the fact that the Federal Reserve would not raise interest rates. Basically, they made poor decisions, and what was the penalty for those decisions? You guessed it, bailouts, which in a nutshell means no penalties at all. In fact, they were rewarded for these actions. Instead of being financially responsible to their depositors and shareholders by hedging some of their investments against rising interest rates, the banks were focused on pushing their woke agenda, pushing diversity and inclusion policies. The bank even announced that it would be investing $5 billion by 2027 to support sustainability efforts, while other SVB offices held month-long pride celebrations and promoted safe spaces. Also of note is the fact that before the bank was taken over by the feds, Silicon Valley Bank gave very substantial bonuses to its employees. Just 2 weeks prior to the bank being shut down, the CEO and CFO of SVB sold large amounts of stock. The CEO ended up making over $2 million in profit from selling stock less than 2 weeks before the bank was shut down. In my opinion, these incidents indicate improprieties were taking place in the bank and these issues need to be investigated. Because with 100% certainty, leadership was fully aware of the state of its operations and decided to run it to the ground anyway because they knew they would be bailed out, all at the expense of their depositors, investors, and ultimately the tax fallout will be on the backs of the American citizens. I think what we are seeing now is the beginning of a banking collapse. If you think this is over and all is well, well, think again as the contagion will continue to spread. The entire banking system is at risk. In fact, recently, Moody's Analytics, the credit rating company, confirmed that more fiscal institutions are in danger of collapse. Last week, $42 billion were withdrawn from Silicon Valley Bank, leaving the financial institution with $1 billion in negative cash balance, the company said in a regulatory filing. On Tuesday, CNBC reported that Moody's also cut its view on the entire banking system to negative from stable. Moody's stated that the action was a response to the key bank failures that prompted regulators to step in with a dramatic rescue plan for depositors and other institutions impacted by the crisis. The firm's move can have ripple effects because it can impact credit ratings and thus borrowing costs for the entire sector. In the report, the ratings agency said that despite the extraordinary actions taken to shore up the impacted banks, other institutions with unrealized losses or uninsured depositors could still be at risk. Moody's warned it was carefully reviewing the rates of First Republic Bank, Zions, Western Alliance, Commercia, UMB Financial, and Intrust Financial. The fact that Moody's has identified these banks means to me that we need to keep an eye on them. The fact is, SVB knew they were in trouble and did nothing to protect their depositors. So, it is highly likely that this type of activity is happening broadly within the banking sector, and more than likely, many of these banks are already technically bankrupt. We're at the point where there is no more talk about if this can happen. The fact is, it's happening right now. The financial system, which has been built on sand, is collapsing in my opinion, because of rising interest rates, inflation, and excessive borrowing from the government, there will be many more banks who will be closing. The fact that these institutions are requiring bailouts should be of serious concern to everyone. These institutions have leveraged themselves to the hilt, taken on bad investments involved in scandals, and what is the result of their poor decisions? Do they go out of business? No. They are being bailed out. They mismanage funds, take millions, and in the end get even more money to mismanage. And the story continues repeatedly, all at the taxpayers' expense. You can expect more of these failures to continue as the contagion permeates throughout the banking sector. Only this time it will make 2008 look like a picnic. As always, I like to end my video with a warning and also some advice. Of course, this is not financial advice, but something that I would be doing. get food, get water, get some cash for emergencies in case the banks continue to have runs, and if possible, get out of debt. We have entered the dark days and the markets are in trouble. Even with the Fed being the buyer of last resort, the markets are in deep trouble. They can no longer hide the contagion with their fake numbers and their spin, and the bailouts will have a lasting effect on the global economy. Get ready. Again, not financial advice, but if you can, get some gold, get some silver to hedge against this crash. These commodities cannot be suppressed forever, and right now the prices are low, and it's a good time to buy. There are many places you can buy them: SD Bullion, Money Metals, JM Bullion. These are just a few reputable organizations to purchase from, but use whoever you want. The point is to prepare for the eventuality of a massive financial crisis. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is the Rudick Report.